what when everything falls apart. And we can talk here about, you know, we may sometimes find ourselves in that situation. Maybe you are there now. I've been there. We've had, many of us, where life just seems to crumble, fall to pieces. Something happened that shook it in its very foundation. Maybe disease, maybe drugs, addiction, maybe it took some psychedelics and it led you to very strange places and you wonder how in the world to get back from here. Or the pressure was just too high, mind crumbled, you feel your personality is dissolving. I mean, these are problems that share similarity. Although they may appear differently, but if you are there in one form or other, in one way or other, then this program is for you. A saving hand, a straw to grab. Because really, I'm not sitting here posing as some kind of healing guru that can solve all your problems. But what we are talking about here in this series, Bhakti Yoga for Us Beginners, the yoga path, the meditation, the self-realization, is really the therapy for these kinds of problems. And I'm not talking here fine preacher's talk. But for real, first of all, we have been speaking here about the most important self-realization, finding yourself, realizing who you actually are, and then at least to begin with on faith, being aware that you are, I am, we are, of the Satchit Ananda nature, meaning Sat, we always exist. reality always exists, and we are part of that reality. Our bodies that we have now during this short episode we call a life, they are like dream forms because they will eventually stop existing, and therefore, according to the Bhagavad Gita, in the ultimate sense, it means they don't exist. This that we experience as life, this physical body walking around in a physical world, is an existence inside a bigger, larger, real existence where we can, just as we can here, doze off and dream a bit, which is what this is. Well, that's the wisdom of the all the cultures all over the world, especially the one in Vedic India. So, for us here now, for you who listen, that's a way to start. Whether you're convinced of it or not, take these words at least on faith for now, because they will do you well. Because you see, and I'm reminding myself as well, whatever we experience, whatever you experience right now around you, well, happiness or distress, it's temporary. But you, the one experiencing, are eternal. And so is God, whom we are all little rays, like from the sun. And the life and the worlds at large of existence. We are just on a bit of a bad trip right now. But it is in our minds. It's in your mind. Just as the pleasure that we may experience now and then is actually there in the mind. Although it may be generated from the body. The mind may find the same sensation and the senses pleasurable or not, depending on time or circumstances and the state of mind. So, meditation, why do we do that? it actually is. To take that mind off this temporary, dreamy, sometimes nightmarish platform. Where those problems are, or appear to be, you know, just turn somewhere else. Because we have that power. And in fact, the reason why we are here at all, where we appear to be in this earthly realm, is because our minds and consciousness are focused here. If, such as for instance what we do during hypnotherapy, you go inwards, just leave the outside world, take a break from it, let it mind its own for a while, and just go inward, relax, and there even meditate on that inner sun, God in the heart, however you prefer to meditate on or imagine or picture God in the heart. But be sure that we are not alone. You are not alone. You are the ray of a great soul who loves you very much and who is always there for you. And you have others who are always there for you as well. And if you're all alone in this world, then that's the way to turn within. We have other episodes here with such little self-therapy, hypnotherapy sessions that you can just listen to and learn to do yourself. God helps those who help themselves. And yes, if you're really out there and it's all chaos and there's nothing, hardly any mind left that works, what to speak of intelligence, just take shelter of God. And if you don't know where God is or how to take shelter of God, just call out to God. Here I am, I need your help now. If you exist, you can hear me. Because you're all powerful and all knowing. Please. For real, just the way we do when we approach another person. And just trust that God is your very best friend. And if someone tells you it's an angry old man up there, ready to punish, that's not God, that's someone else. In some corner. God, eternally young, eternally beautiful, just as you are. And you are the best of friends. But yes, we may drift away a bit in our dreams here and find them being nightmares. So then, again, just going to meditation and deeper and just let yourself relax every breath when you breathe out, exhale. I say Hare Krishna and relax. Next breath, relax a little bit more and Hare Krishna. And just go inwards. Because that's where reality is. That's where you are. Outside of that inner room, there is another world. You can let it be for now. And we'll go on like that. And there is this, what we call Saragrahi, and spoke about here before. In case you forgot. It means that when you go that path, that yoga path inwards, because that's where the yoga path goes, by just relaxing and listening to this voice or to your favorite mantra, and just turn into God within. And that becomes bhakti yoga. It's about, simply about returning, reawakening to that personal, nice, friendly relationship. Anyway, continue later.